producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A good day. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who's in Washington. Cold there this week. Cold there. It's going to
snow this weekend.
Yeah, I know. A lot of snow, cold. Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. Keep it there.
I was hoping we'd sneak through the winter without one, but here it comes.
A little rain into our lives in the arena where Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. A little rain. It's not too... Yesterday was a pleasant day. It wasn't real warm, but it was quite pleasant. Frankly, we're interested in being pleasant.
We're pleasant.
We are pleasant. So this is not pleasant. Michelle Bachmann talks about the Newsweek, that Newsweek cover, how she relates to the sexist comments that are being directed toward Hillary Clinton. We live supposedly in a man's world, and that in no small part disgusts me. We still have, I mean, I don't think this goes down the same path as the discussion about the Oscar nominees and quotas and that sort of thing. And you can say, well, that's because they're white women that we're talking about, not black women. You can say whatever you want. You can call me names. I don't really care. This, to me, is troubling. The fact that we don't have any black people who are nominated for Oscars doesn't bother me. You can call me a racist, say whatever you want, I don't care. I know what I am, I know who I am, I know I'm not a racist, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm also comfortable being not comfortable about the things people talk about Hillary Clinton and her fat legs and her pantsuits and things that have nothing to do with her ability to be a politician. Have an argument with her about her ability to lead, yes. But when you start attacking her for being a woman in pants or whatever other things...
Well, it's the first thing that people talk about. I mean, yeah. There are a lot of things that you could hit Hillary for.
Absolutely.
We've been through them already today. Benghazi, emails, lies,
whatever.
Clinton Foundation scandals, whatever it is. But the first thing people always go to, oh, she's not that attractive, or oh, she's always wearing pants. And you know what? I don't like to play the card, about the woman card, very often, because I feel like I've been given a fair shake, and I feel like with work and determination, you can overcome a lot of glass ceilings. But you have to realize that men and women in this country, in this world, are judged differently. And
why?
Whether
though?
That's
what
right
is
or wrong.
What,
is
why?
It pre-programmed, perhaps?
Yeah.
But it happens.
How are you teaching your children,
acknowledge
Richie,
it.
Richie, how are you teaching your two children not to be sexists? No, I'm serious.
That's a question.
You're kind of, you've been a sexist, you're getting better at it. But
that's right, yeah, I'm a total sexist.
No, you're not anymore, but you used to.
Well, yeah, now that I've been around you.
That's all right.
Kind of
I don't talk to my kids. My kids are exposed to everything in our neighborhood and our community. So I don't make a point of it. I don't point out to them that somebody is different or that somebody
does
something.
Do they recognize it on their own? Do they hear it from other people?
I just want them to accept it. I want them to just realize that there are all kinds of people in the world that do all kinds of jobs in the world. And the minute you start going, wow, look at that, a woman is doing this job,
that's the thing. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at, is instead of, I think we do a great job of sexualizing our kids a little too young, and
you mean
making them
aware of sex, or being, because of the sex, oozing of sexual innuendo teenagers.
I'm going to go on a Doug Steffen sidetrack rant. The kid who is in Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel, her name's Rowan something or other.
Yeah.
She's 14 years old. And she just came out on Twitter and said that she's bisexual.
At 14?
At 14.
How do you know that?
I'm thinking, this is so ridiculous. My parents would have been mortified. I was paying, I know.
How do you know at 14 anyway?
I was a slow bloomer. I was playing with Barbie dolls at 14. And the fact that and she's being applauded. Oh, how great. She just wants to love whoever she wants to love. This is a 14-year-old child. This is commonplace now. It's everybody's, you know, they're pushed to be sexual. Yeah. We look at girls' dolls. They're very sexual.
By the way, Richie, when I went to lunch with Jennifer the other day, she had a Barbie doll in the back seat of her car.
I did. Well, I used to love Barbie dolls, actually. But
well, my daughter's got 20 of them. I'll send them all to you.
The difference between my Barbies were never sexy. Like, Bratz dolls is what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
The Bratz dolls look like little prostitutes. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. But
the outfits you see on some of these Barbie dolls now are pretty risque, aren't they?
Maybe Barbie now, but I know my Barbies of the time were always dressed like in evening gowns, or they were dressed in nurse's outfit. You know, of course, maybe not sexy.
Or bikinis.
I think my point, our position in society to make everybody feel free to love and blah, 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 I think it almost pushes this idea. It almost, like, the thing to break out of the box is actually pushing women more in the box because we continue to judge ourselves for sexuality. I would say if I have a girl, which I hope at some point I'm lucky enough to be blessed with kids, I would just say, you know what, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to work for it. You have to have the determination. You have to compete bigger and better than anybody else, whether it's a boy or a girl. And I think if you make that the message to your kids, then they don't get held back by stereotypes.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday here at the network. Carly Fiorina, who was my favorite for a long time, basically didn't do well because she's seen as
harsh. She's a tough
harsh. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the.
And that was the rap she had when she was running HP Regime.
Well, that's the double standard. You're up on a stage with six other guys, guys, and to be tough or seen as tough enough to be president, you have to be able to stand toe to toe. But when you're a woman and you do that, you're seen as kind of natty and bitchy and harsh and everything.
Yep.
And when you're a man and do that, you're seen as tough, you know.
Strong, yeah.
So it's hard, and I wanted her to do well, and I wish she would have done well. Look at Trump and the way he acts. Yeah. If she did that, oh my goodness.
Oh man. Okay.
But in the same vein, there's a popularity contest on the men's side as well. You have to be the tall, good-looking guy to be able to get forward ahead, because guys like Chris Christie and look at Huckabee had to lose all that weight to be able to
looks
do anything.
Looks matter for guys too.
Absolutely.
I mean, sadly,
you have to look presidential.
You will never see a bald president again.
Right, and they always. I mean, it looks like the tall ones always seem to win. I think there's always a matchup. You know, who's the tallest and the tallest one typically.
Who's the tallest of them all? Facebook, you
didn't work well for Jeb Bush.
You know, the one thing I think is sick, though, is that women think that they have to be a hard rear end to make it in business. I mean, one of the things I don't like is that women feel like they have to lose their femininity to be taken seriously. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think you have to put your femininity aside, but I don't think you have to dress in dowdy pantsuits all the time and pretend you're a man. I think you need to be celebrate your differences, be a woman, be the best competitor that you can be, and you don't have to give up all that.
I think Hillary does it just for, I think she feels that's the best look for
convenient.
Her.
Speaking of rear ends, Sir Mix-a-Lot joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day. 14 past the hour, also a focus on General David Petraeus, who's in the news again today. First, though, I would like you to go back down memory lane with me to remember when you looked your best. Maybe you still do. Jennifer looks her best. Richie looks good. I'm looking good. How about you? Are you looking good? And what does it mean for you to look good? Do you have a nice full face as devoid of puffs and bagginess and lines and stuff? Okay, that's good. How about your hair? How's your hair? You losing your hair? You don't like it that your hair is falling out? Well, there is a fix to that problem. Product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It strengthens your hair follicles. It cleanses your scalp. It allows the new hair follicles to grow up and through. So if you have aging follicles, and we all do, they're falling out. You see them in the shower, you see them on your hairbrush, but that's normal. What happens if the hair doesn't come back again because the pores are all plugged up? You need Provia. Provia to the rescue. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. This is a topical product. You put it on your scalp. You have one of those little things that massage your scalp. That's a good way to do it. It gets in there and cleanses the pores. It's because it has a volumizer, thickens the hair that you have still in your head. So everything's going to look better and everything's going to be better. You have a money-back guarantee on this. 800-525-8319. You have my guarantee that this will work. It doesn't work for everybody. If you have male pattern baldness, it's not going to work. But if you have hair that's coming out around your parts and maybe your forehead's getting a little higher, that's the time. Your father needs this, Jennifer. In fact, we got to get him some. 800.
Tell him that you didn't say that.
I didn't say it. No, you can tell him I said that. 800-525-8319. Guarantee your best looks. 800, nothing to lose, lots of hair to gain. Provia, 800-525-8319. There's nothing that you will not like about this. That's a double negative that means you will like the results from Provia on your hair. Get it back. 800-525-8319.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, there's a nice selfie, by the way. If you follow us on Facebook or Pinterest, there's a picture of Jennifer and Larry Elder and me. It's kind of cute, taken the other day when we had lunch together. So you can check that out if you want to see how we're looking in our big smile. Somebody who's not smiling today, General David Petraeus, may be demoted.
Uh-oh.
The Pentagon is considering retroactively demoting him because he admitted to giving classified information to his biographer while he was still in uniform. Wasn't that 3 years ago or something like that?
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Well, you have nothing better to do at this point. What is the point at this point? This is like the line at the to wait to be put to death.
Do you think this makes Hillary sweat, though? Because he shared classified information on a tiny level. Do you think that this makes her sweat seeing what happens to him?
Nah. I don't think anybody pays any attention. I don't think anybody paying it. We'll put those two things together. Unless they're listening to this program, Jennifer. Nobody's going
to
put that
together. Just leave it to me.
Nice job. Jen, 21 after. Good day. We'll be right back.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the last top 10 hit from Glenn Frey. It was recorded in 1988 called True Love. You can crank it up for a minute, Richie, if you'd like. People want to sometimes to distinguish Glenn Frey and his solo act from the Eagles.
Well, sure, the same thing with Henley. I mean, they were the Eagles.
Yeah.
They co-wrote all of the Eagles songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be...
So here's a slice from an interview that Glenn Frey did with Piers Morgan talking about the one song he'd like to stand as his defining song.
What is the one? If I said, right, Glenn, you've got 5 minutes to live, you can play one song to be remembered by, the defining song.
Well, you know, I have my favorite records, you know. And
what's your number one?
I loved One of These Nights.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting song. I thought it was kind of cowboy R&B, you know, fuzz tones instead of saxophones, you know, great soul singer Don Henley. You know, cool chord progression, mine. And, you know, that was one of my absolute favorite Eagles records.
Yeah, great song. Can I get a Richie a little bit? It's not the original version, but it's the version of it. All right, here we are in the next musical category. You talk about.
I like big
contrasts.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear what stupid story you've got lined up.
It's not stupid. This is
really?
Actually, this is a story of a lawyer named Jonathan Nichols who's been getting calls and text messages intended for Sir Mix-a-Lot. Apparently, Mr. Nichols requested a Seattle phone number from Verizon, and the phone service assigned him the old Sir Mix-a-Lot number.
Yeah.
So now he's getting all these raunchy text messages and calls. What's up with you, man?
He didn't figure it out until Sir Mix-a-Lot's birthday, right?
No, right. Exactly.
So what's the number from the song or the
number from the song?
His real number.
His real phone number. He turned and he got a new phone number, so he gave up the old one. So these texts, strangers, calls from luxury car dealerships asking Sir Mix-a-Lot to test out their new cars. And this guy, for a while, thought it was just wrong numbers. But then, in August, as things changed, the texting started to suggest that, that there were a lot of women blowing kisses, happy birthday,
oh,
bottles of
awesome.
Liquor.
What a lucky guy.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The story is at DougStephan.com. Sir Mix-a-Lot. He was asked what the story was. A newspaper reached out to him, and he said, quote, "This is hilarious. Poor fella.
Poor fella?
Yeah.
Lucky fella.
Tell him any sexy pictures, give him to the new number. That is Sir Mix-a-Lot. New number. Sir Mix-a-Lot." A lot of silly stuff there. That story at DougStephan.com. You'll be happy to know if you're still following David Bowie, his last album, Black Star, debuted in the number one position this week on the Billboard charts. This is the first time. Isn't that really a shame? These people have to die before they get to be number one. This is the first time he's ever been at the top of the album charts.
Oh, look at Eric Clapton. He had to have a son killed off for him to get a Grammy.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, is it that kind of stuff that motivates people to vote for Sylvester Stallone to... be the winner of not best actor, but supporting actor. So here's what David Bowie has done, and it has been a hard road for people to do this. Adele, with her 25 album, was number one, and it slipped to number two. It was 7 weeks on the top of the chart. By the way, if you haven't gone to DougStephan.com or any other place, you can go to the CBS website to see it, but we've got it the whole 7 minutes. I have a whole new appreciation for James Corden just because of this, and seeing how relaxed and natural he was. He has a thing where he puts stars in the car, mostly musicians, and they call it, I think, karaoke car ride or something like that. And he has Adele.
Carpool, I think.
Is it the karaoke car? Yeah, whatever it is. It is superb. I went back. I took the trouble to go back and look at the Stevie Wonder thing that he did. Superb. Entertaining, fun, spirited, off the cuff. But if you have any kind of appreciation for Adele at all, you'll love her even more. And you'll like Corden, too, if you check out that video, which is in the archives at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful. Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Admission. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in Washington of our main studio on our originating network, Radio America. We're heard on lots of different sources, and I'm proud of that, frankly, the sort of distribution that we have that is pretty unique. Not only can you find all of the information, you can listen to us live at DougSteffen.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, Genesis Radio carrying the program, and CRN does as well. But the podcasts or the archives, if you will, at DougSteffen.com and RadioAmerica.org and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher. TuneIn Radio has a nice connection for us, so it's nice to be able to put all these pieces together. I guess I'm continually, whether it's continually or continuously, surprised by what people can find out about you or what they can even see. I was just Googling this Chris Ann Hall, who is connected to the occupiers in Oregon. And as I was looking at it, all these pictures came up. I thought, how do they get all of these pictures? Where do they come from? Who assembles them? So I have never, ever done this. In the same bar, I put Doug Steffen in. And I'm looking.
Just Googled yourself?
At all these pictures of me for years. There are hundreds of pictures of me.
I don't believe you haven't Googled yourself before.
No, I never have the pictures. No, never have.
He never Googled the pictures. He Googled links.
Yeah.
but
so
never
pictures
on
of these things that go back to. And the other, Doug Steffen, is a college professor in Windsor. His pictures there too, a few of them, but it's predominantly me and taken from all of the aspects of my career. It's really pretty interesting. Anyway, I bring myself back around to the focus that I want you to have for a few minutes on this Chris Ann Hall, who is an opportunist, some people say. She has been a radio host in Florida. She was a member of the bar, but whether she's been disbarred or she just stopped practicing, I am not sure. What I am sure of is that she's very sympathetic to the occupiers in Oregon, and I think she's on to a few things. Here she talks about her goals for this year for those people who are occupying the federal land in Oregon.
Here we are. We are in 2016, and I have decided that the 2016 goal for the Liberty First group is to take back the narrative. That's the goal. Take back the narrative. And I'm sticking to it all year round because I think it is a noble goal. I think it is a reasonable, achievable goal. And I think that it is something that must be done.
The goal is to get more private involvement in federal lands. Take back the ownership and control of all this land, which I think is a superb effort. I'm with her 100%. I'm going to try to get her on the program. I'd like to have a conversation with her. Here she responds to a reporter calling her radical for teaching the basic standards of the Constitution.
What I'm teaching you is the standard. What I'm showing you is the Constitution, the plain language of the Constitution itself, and the meaning assigned by the writers of the Constitution, which takes precedent over the court, which takes importance and over the court. And I explain to her how the Constitution is contract, and by basic, simple principles of contract law, the drafters of the contract have superiority to the interpreters of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
What the drafters meant when they wrote the contract is supreme over what the people want it to mean in the future. Nobody's going to let their contract, their business contract, their employment contract to be interpreted in any way, shape, or form as a living, breathing document. You will never find a lawyer who will allow their employment contract to be interpreted as a living, breathing document. And yet we have lawyers who want the supreme law of the land, the contract that creates the federal government, to be interpreted as a living, breathing document. How ridiculous is that? How hypocritical is that? How deceptive is that? I said, what I am teaching is the standard. The right to free speech. The right to keep and bear arms. These are the standards.
This is really compelling material. You may, if you listen to her on the radio, she may sound a little extreme. That was an excerpt from, I think, a podcast that she did earlier in the year. She runs an organization called Concerned American Patriots. She speaks around the country on search and seizure issues, the government taking things, pretty much like they've taken this land. They don't ask, they just take. They want this land. Bill Clinton was the worst or the best, depending on your point of view here. During the Bill Clinton administration, more land was taken into custody. More land became Bureau of Land Management land in mostly the western states. But we have, I think it's 40% of the land in the western states is owned by the federal government. How is that right or just? Why isn't it up for public consumption? Why can't we have ranches and farms? I have this ongoing fight, and I've told you about it before, with the wildlife refuge people who have hundreds of thousands of acres in the east. And in the area where I farm, within 14, 15 square miles of where I am, there's a huge, huge basin of land that is used, wetland for the most part, but there's some usable farmland on it, and they don't want to hear from farmers. They don't want to know from nothing. This is another perfect example of no leadership. None. Zero. So this woman has taken the constitutional position, and everybody else who's lazy, that hasn't had civics, that doesn't understand how the government works, don't know that she's right. She is not a little right. She's 100% correct in the grab for power that goes on the grab for sovereignty, the overreach of the government because they can. Because they have all your money, they can sue you, they can push you around, they can take your rights from you, and they're doing it. And this is the latest example. I don't know that I look upon these people who are in Oregon as heroes, but they're bringing, and the news media has now grown bored with them, so you don't hear much about what's going on. The news media is trying to make this woman out to be a kook because she understands the Constitution. How fraudulent is that? How outrageous is that, that the news media will assume that this woman is off her rocker because she's agreeing with these people in Oregon? I don't like the word patriot attached to these sorts of things, but I will tell you, there's a lot of food for thought, and these people have gone down the right path. Maybe civil disobedience theory, you can say, well, that's not good. Well, it is good. If you're not going to get attention any other way, we wouldn't be having this conversation about this woman or what's going on in federal lands if it weren't for what these people did. Whether it's illegal, why is it illegal? They're taxpayers. They paid for that. How dare you shut lands down because you don't want people there? Why don't you want people? You charge them to go on it during the day. That's not right. Not fair. Not just. And I think it's unconstitutional.
I'm looking at a wiki map.
Yeah. All the land.
The wiki page is wikipedia.org, wiki federal lands.
Yeah.
If you look at a map of the United States, in 2012 they did it. It's about 2.27, out of the 2.27 billion acres in this country, 28% of it is owned by the federal government. And if you look at it on a map, pretty much from the Rockies west.
Yes, I just said, yeah.
It's like... Right. 95% of it is,
right.
is federal land.
Way overboard. Way. I don't want to own that much land. Do you?
And then
the name of the government?
From the Rockies east, it's very sparse.
Mm-hmm.
But from the Rockies west, you can barely see any privately owned land.
Hmm.
Well, it's frustrating. It really
61%
is.
Of Alaska.
It's really frustrating. But this woman has taken it on as a cause, and she makes some very good points. So maybe you haven't heard the last, I hope you haven't heard the last, of Chris Ann Hall, who is a constitutional attorney and trying to teach people what the Constitution. You hear all these people, I'm a believer in the Constitution. They don't have a clue what the Constitution says. But I believe in rule by the Constitution. Really? You know, most of you don't know what you're talking about. As there's an old expression on the farm, you're talking like a guy with a paper butt. So... I'll leave
what
you.
What does that mean?
Fresh. Jennifer, Doug, and Rich, 43 past the hour here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin?
A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
47 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You know, one of the things that's not coming out about the situation in France, I was talking earlier, and you'll see more about this during the course of the week, the unrest in France, the unemployment, the working ethic, the economy, and how, because of that, ISIS or Daesh, preferred, is taking advantage. There are more young people that are being recruited in the poor areas of France, these neighborhoods where the Daesh recruiters are just creeping in, sowing the seeds of terror and upset, and the French government has finally realized that. They're trying to rout these people, but this is what's going to happen, as you see. If you don't get rid of, see, the whole world is going to pay the price for not doing something early on and letting these people go their way after Iraq crumbled and what we created there. We're going to have a heavy price to pay, and this is on America for screwing up Iraq in the first place. It's not, never, with my attitude anyway, it's not my country, right or wrong. We should never have gone to Iraq. We created this mess, and now the mess is spreading because not only America doesn't have the balsam to fix it, the rest of these weaklings, there's no leadership in the world. The French, the English, the Italians, the Chinese, whoever. This is not going to affect Asia as much as it's going to affect Europe. But if you don't get rid of these guys, the poison that they spread is going to stay there. You could kill them all, and there still is going to be a poison there. It'll come back because we were wrong big time in messing up Iraq. And so here's the seeds of it are being felt all over the world. And instead of fixing it, they keep letting it get worse and worse and worse. They being the weakling leaders of the West. That's what this is. And these people are smart. They take advantage of it. They go in there. There are a lot of people in France that are unemployed, a lot of areas that are very poor. And so they're just going in there and they're selling the stuff the same as the Nazis did in Germany. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. So, and when nobody's doing anything about it, we're just sitting here like a bunch of bumps on a log. Just ridiculous. Oy. So let's, for a minute, see if we can understand what happened over the weekend between the U.S. and Iran. Last weekend, the president said the U.S. Got rid of the economic sanctions on Iran, part of the nuclear deal. That's good for Iran. But how is this this prisoner swap?
It's not good for, I mean, it's great that these guys are out. That's wonderful. But, you know, we gave up some really bad dudes to get back people like a reporter. I mean, we gave up a lot of bad people to get a couple of good people back. Mm-hmm. And I still think before you go and sit down at the table, we should negotiate from a point of power. Those hostages should have been out before the deal was even a conversation.
Yeah.
And then there's still one hostage left there that they don't know whether he's alive or dead. So they just kind of gave up on him. Didn't ask. Didn't try.
Meanwhile, there are three U.S. contractors that have gone missing on the border of Iraq, and nobody knows where they are yet, do they? Has anybody seen?
How come we always give up like 12 or 20 or 15 and get three back?
Because we are not smart, and we don't have good leadership, and it shows more and more every single day. 51 past the hour. Yeah, food for thought. Hello. Doug Steffens, good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with more forbidden information. Nobody else in the world is going to talk about what I'm going to tell you in a moment, courtesy of the technologists here on Good Day. So stand by, sit by, don't move a muscle. What is it, the old cornball expressions that your father and I used to say on the radio 40 years ago? Stand by for news. Why would you stand by? Just keep your ear open.
Don't sit. It's going to be that good.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't sit down. You won't learn a thing if you're sitting down.
That's right.
Okay. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, here we are looking at the things that are influencing people. Lots of posts about Glenn Frey, for sure, and the Steve Harvey stuff that we were talking about. Check those both out at Facebook. An 18-year-old boy nabbed by police a couple of days after stabbing her 21-year-old boyfriend to death. So, and apparently she posted about it on her Facebook page.
Well, as you would. I mean, when any big life event occurs, you've got to put it up on social media, right?
Moronic is that. Good God.
Yeah.
All right, so on the good side of things, a NASA astronaut has shared a photo of the first flower grown in space.
This is really cool.
It really is.
Scott Kelly, actually Rich here on our show, Rich McFadden, turned me on to his Instagram feed.
Yep.
And he is up there and he's posting the coolest pictures all the time. If you have an Instagram account, he's a good follow. His perspective, it's nobody else's. I mean, nobody else is out there looking down on us like that.
Unique. Looking down, it almost sounds godlike, doesn't it?
I know. Well, and you know what? God doesn't have a smartphone, so mm-hmm. I'm saying someone with a smartphone that can take pictures and send them back. So
speaking of pictures, there's a 360-degree camera coming from GoPro and Polaroid. They have put their heads together for those of you who are virtual reality users. This is like the old Cinerama. Remember, you used to go into the theater? Some of you, Kara doesn't remember that, and neither does Jennifer, but I remember going into, as a matter of fact, the Arclight Theater here in Los Angeles on Sunset, Jennifer. Have you ever been in there? If you go into where they sell you the tickets, there's a big round dome. And that dome was the Cinerama, the original Cinerama Theater, where you would go and sit in the chair and you could look around the entire 360-degree dome to watch the picture. The movie, whatever it was on all around, wraparound movie and wraparound sound. It was fascinating. I don't know why it didn't continue, as a matter of fact, but this looks like a modern-day version of that. Windows 7 and Windows 8 support cut by Microsoft. They want all of you window users, all of me and you, I use Windows, don't like it anymore, but I use it. There are some people who were leery of this, including my technical advisor. He says now he thinks it works well, has the look and feel of Windows XP. What I remember about XP, I didn't like. But supposedly, according to these people writing these reviews, it works as well as that does. So you can put that in your pipe and smoke it one way or the other. Dish Network reaching 2 million subscribers this year, Jennifer, with its Sling streaming video service. What is that? What's the Sling
Box? Is actually really cool. You hook it up in your home or wherever your DVR is.
Yeah.
And then through your cell phone, you can watch whatever's on your DVR from anywhere that you are.
Sure.
Or you can even watch live TV. So my dad has one of these, and he can go anywhere, watch stuff from his DVR. Or he can turn his TV on, and he can watch Dodger games. He can watch
wherever he is.
Wherever he is, right on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to Cuba and do it. By the way, U.S. Telecommunications companies being invited to go to Cuba to set up their stuff there. That's about time for that, right? 59 after on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.